latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Newcastle United headlines. Aleksandar Mitrovic scored twice as Serbia beat Austria 3-2 on Sunday in a World Cup qualifier. Wearing the number 9 shirt, the striker put his country ahead in the 6th minute and then headed home his second after 23 minutes of the match. He eventually played 77 minutes as Serbia went top of Group D. That's the same group that involves Wales and the Republic of Ireland. Well, he had been an unused substitute in their 3-0 win over Moldova on Thursday. In the same group, the Republic of Ireland recorded victories over Georgia on Thursday and Moldova on Sunday. Kieran Clarke played the full 90 minutes in both matches, but Daryl Murphy missed out through injury. Achraf Lazar played for 87 minutes in Morocco's goalless draw with Gabon on Sunday. Paul Dummett was an unused sub in Wales' 1-1 draw with Georgia, just as he had been as Chris Coleman's side earned a 2-2 draw with Austria on Friday. Grant Hanley and Matt Ritchie both started as Scotland drew 1-1 with Lithuania. Ritchie was replaced in the 71st minute there. Mo Diame helped Senegal to a 2-0 win over Cape Verde on Saturday. And Christian Atsu was part of a Ghana side which drew 0-0 with Uganda. And DeAndre Yedlin started for the USA in a 2-0 friendly victory in Cuba. Matt Sells was an unused sub for Belgium as they beat Bosnia 4-0. Elsewhere, Rolando Ahrens was one of 9 people arrested after an early hours disturbance in a London bar. The 20-year-old winger has been bailed pending further inquiries. Well, a fight took place at Livelo's in Newcastle City Centre at 3 a.m. on Sunday in what police described as a large altercation. They said one man was taken to hospital with facial injuries. Ahrens joined the club in 2012.